This is the Rich Eisen Show.
All right, let's go, Mikey.
Yes.
Give me one good reason you're not a nudist.
I don't want to scare people.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Ritzy gave an answer that was already given.
Yep.
They let him give the answer again.
Oh, that's right. Where does one take this grievance?
Are you out of your mind?
Judge Judy.
Today's guests, Rams safety Quentin Lake, host of the Life Gorgeous podcast, Craig Kilborn, actor Christopher McDonald, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, that's right. I'm here. You're there. It's the Rich Eisen Show. How are you? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on this here program on the Roku Sports Channel, Infinity Sports Network, and Sirius XM Odyssey. We're awesome for the next 3 hours together. We've got a great show. Just all three guests are in studio here in person. This chair is going to have a lot of activity. This set's going to have a lot of activity, and it's going to start with Quentin Lake, a Los Angeles Ram of note, sitting in our green room right now. Son of Carno Lake is coming on this show. We'll talk about the Rams, who have a great shot to win the Super Bowl this year. I do believe that. And then Craig Kilborn is going to be strolling into the studio.
Hey,
killer. Making
right.
his third appearance on this
Let's
program.
Go.
We do have a five questions for him. Ooh. So we'll go old school with Kilby.
Martinis?
He's no martinis. No drinking today, Mike. Killer's got a 30 for 30 podcast. So
how about
the kids going back to Disney, you know? How about that, old Sports Center guys?
Look at you guys.
Yeah, once upon a time. Yeah. Anyway, he's got a new 30 for 30 podcast called Chasing Basketball Heaven. And of course, he's got his Life Gorgeous podcast with Craig Kilborn. Kilby, Lord Kilby will be here in
Love
Studio
it.
R2. And then making his triumphant return, not only to this studio, but as Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore 2, Christopher McDonald will be here in studio.
Shooter.
And that's an hour number three.
Choke on that, baby.
Choke on that, baby. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey, Rich, it's a blue polo Tuesday.
It is exactly that. You button it all the way up.
I go all the way up.
I like to give people the show that they're acquiring. How are you, Mike?
Good morning, Rich.
Good to see you, man.
Morning.
How are you?
Good morning, good morning.
Hope everyone in your old neck of the woods in New Jersey is okay, brother.
We're in a lot of rain.
Yeah, did you see the videos
I
of
did.
The subway?
It's crazy wow. from New Jersey and yeah. what's going on yeah. in this world, in this country right now, in this weather. Crazy mixed up weather world. So hopefully everybody out there is doing well as possible. Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. The candle's lit. Good
candles
to see you.
Lit. If you guys remember a few years ago, I told Rod Woodson, remember he had a sports bar in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
And I told him how I once played Carnell Lake in NBA Jam
yes.
at Woodson's All-Star Grill. So it's kind of wild that his son is about to come out here.
And you know, and I'll say this to Quentin when he's here, Rod would talk glowingly of Carnell Lake when we worked together.
Yeah,
just he would always make mention of his teammate there.
He was loved.
The back
beloved
end of the
in
defense.
Pittsburgh back in
I'm
the
sure
day.
He still is.
Yeah, no doubt.
At any rate, that's our show setup.
Let's do it.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Congratulations to Kyle Raleigh. We're all paying rent Dude. In his world right now.
Right?
I don't know if anybody would ever think, to be honest with you, that a Seattle Mariner catcher would be capturing the fancy of an entire baseball-loving nation. You know, obviously, they've got a manager there in Dan Wilson, who back in the day was part of some terrific teams. And right now, he is managing one of the best hitting catchers we've ever seen. And the fact that he wins a home run derby with his dad pitching to him and his brother behind the plate, you know, what was it? Two generations of dumpers. You know,
his dad had a dumper too.
By the way, it's got to come from somewhere.
Right.
If we were playing fantasy baseball, two generations of dumpers.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad,
that's
right?
Pretty good.
But usually they get it from their mama. So the fact
oh
that it's the
God.
Dad.
This guy over here.
What? He's right.
Okay.
I'm right.
Great. maybe that's where he gets his power from. How does that sound? You can't come on a national television and radio show and talk about another man's mother's dumper. What's the matter with you?
What, you could talk about his dad's dumper?
Yes, yeah. I can.
Yeah, yeah, it's different.
Two generations of dumpers.
Good fantasy name.
Yes, indeed. But what a season he's having right
Dude,
now.
It's just incredible. All due respect to Judge and what the Tigers are doing and anything out here in California.
But it's not disrespectful.
It's the story.
To say this.
Yeah. He's the story of the season. The fact that he went in to the All-Star game, the Home Run Derby last night, gets into the Final Four by literally an inch. Him and Brent Rooker both hit a ball 470 feet, and the tiebreaker went down to the inch, and Cal Raleigh won it, and then he goes on to win the whole thing. It's awesome. We love to see it. He's got the best nickname in sports right now.
Does he really?
Like, what's better? Really? What's better?
I don't know. It's a tough one. I don't know if I would want to have that as my nickname.
But if maybe you're a pitcher or a center field, but he's a catcher.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean,
it goes with
true.
The territory.
Yes, I'm right.
It kind of helps.
Yes,
doing a lot of squats.
Well, one does need a big dumper to have the tools of ignorance. So, by the way, that sentence I just said makes total sense if you think about it. Okay. At any rate,
I'm gonna keep thinking.
What a night.
What a night.
I know. And now comes tonight where it'll be a 1-0 game because somebody will scratch across a run and everyone's going to come out of the bullpen throwing 100 miles an hour. No one's going to be able to catch up to it.
That I don't love about the All-Star
game. That's what's happening right now. Although, let me just say this in advance. Do we know, are they going to at least allow them to wear their own uniforms, or they're still not doing that?
Because they didn't do it last night,
and I thought we're going to go back to let these players wear their own friggin' uniforms.
I thought Manfred had said that they are going to go back to that. Maybe last night was just special Home Run Derby jerseys.
Great.
That's how I took it.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Because that's the old school way. That's the way it should be. You know, instead of these, a friend of mine was emailing me, American Legion uniforms. You know what I mean? And so... Let's be positive. Congratulations to Cal Raleigh.
It's
going to
be cool.
Working.
And Rich and Chris, did you happen to see the video that was going around of an 8-year-old Cal predicting he was going to win the Home Run Derby?
It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
He is coming into his own, and, you know, what's he on pace for? He's on pace for at least 70, right?
He's got a chance, to break Aaron Judge's American League record. He's got to look at it. He's got 38 at the break, which is insane.
Let's see what he does tonight. Maybe he pops one out tonight.
It'd be awesome.
There in the ATL. So that was the Home Run Derby on Monday night. So another thing I want to bring up here. When Aaron Glenn was hired as the new head coach of the NYJ, put his name on a cocktail napkin. Thankfully, didn't hand it in. Just put a nice tall drink on it. And I was talking about how the Jets need to just let him run the show. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just Woody Johnson hires him. They wound up getting a new general manager. And now let those guys run the show. Let them do it. And let them figure out how to spend your money, Woody. And I said, the first order of business for the new general manager. First order of business. Honestly, look it up. Cause I did today just cause I was, I remember I said it. I was thinking maybe we'll run it back because I've been proven correct, which I love to be done. but it really didn't. It wasn't all that compelling. I just flat out said into this microphone on January 22nd, first order of business is to re-sign Garrett Wilson. That's it. And what they did first order of business was to get Garrett Wilson's college quarterback under contract. 2 years, $20 million in Justin Fields. And there was even some conversation at some point of trading Breece Hall. Remember that craziness?
Yeah. And like maybe Garrett Wilson is on the block too. There was
even that conversation
there were
as well.
A lot of whispers.
Well, guess what? The Jets did the right thing. They did the right thing and they gave their guy a 4-year deal, breaking the bank, $31 million per season for Garrett Wilson. And I know you don't particularly like it when I say this, Chris. Certainly when it comes to a quarterback, it's what the market bears. It's what the market bears. And I understand he's not maybe one of the first receivers you're going to take in your fantasy draft this year. You know, you're going to go Justin Jefferson. You're going to go Puka Nacua. You're going to go
Jamar,
right? Yep. CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
This catch he made against the Houston Texans on a Halloween night, basically mimicking the Jumpman logo, one-handed grab of an Aaron Rodgers pass for a Jets team that was absolutely circling the drain. You could even say it had already gone down the drain because they were on their interim head coach and their interim and offensive coordinator. They had lost a ton of games in a row, and they beat the Houston Texans on Thursday Night Football. And the team needed Garrett Wilson, and he made a play. And I understand you need more than that stuff when you're paying somebody $31 million a year. But the Jets rewarded him. And that's what you need to do for the guys that you draft, and they hit it. You need to keep these guys, and you need to pay them what the market value bears, and you need to do it early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do it early. You need to do it before there's a contract demand or a threat for a hold out or an actual hold in. You need to do it. You need to, the message it sends to the locker room is, we get it. You come here, we give you the opportunity, you ball out, you get pizzade. And we won't make you stamp your feet for it. We won't make you leak to the press for it. We won't make you become the a-hole in the equation for it. While we sit there and go, this is just business of the sport. It's just business. You go ahead and you pay the kid early. Now the rest of the locker room goes, this is a good place to work. And now you let Aaron Glenn go to Sauce Gardner and tell him, hey, you are the man. We've got you. Whatever caused you to tell T. Higgins, a person who once upon a time Instagrammed you, say, go tell T. Higgins to come to the Jets. And he's like, nah, I can't do that. You get Sauce back on the program. And it sounds like he is. He's next. You're next, Sauce. You're next. Al the Jeweler is going to hear from you soon. That's who, by the way, makes his jewelry.
Oh, got it.
In New Jersey. Okay. He told us that during a combine broadcast.
Didn't he give Al you the a jeweler. Chain?
He
got a pendant.
I think it was from the guys here. I don't think he gave me one from Al the Jeweler, did he?
Oh, okay.
Did he? I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Anyway, I don't remember.
Long story short, the Jets have some really good players. It will all come down to Justin Fields. That's the question. You know, and he had the opportunity in Chicago. I don't know if it was torn asunder because of that offensive line in front of him or if it was because of the coaching carousel, if it was him being drafted over the wishes of the coach at the time there, Matt Nagy. And I don't know if the rumblings that one hears that come out of Chicago over the years are true or not, you know, on that front, if Nagy really wanted him. Those pages are turned in Chicago. He wound up going to Pittsburgh for a bag of footballs, the draft compensation equivalent of a bag of footballs when everybody else in the football world thought a first round pick would be required to get Justin Fields. Not at all. The Steelers go 4-2 with him, only go to him because Russell Wilson got hurt in front of him. And then hand the job to Russell Wilson despite Fields winning 4 of his first 6 starts. And then the Steelers decide, you know what? We don't want Russ anymore. And we're just going to let him walk because we don't want to pay him $20 million a year to quarterback here. We'll just take Aaron Rodgers from the Jets. And all of that just is one must wonder how large of the chip is on Fields' shoulder. And for him to have his college buddy taken care of right there in front of him, him being the happy camper right there in front of him. And, you know, Wilson tweeted out that this is he gets it, that this means that he's beloved there in New Jersey with the Jets. This is a way for Fields to basically know, I ball out here, I'll have 1 year left on my contract next year, and Kutching. Because the Jets pay the guys who perform here. That might not be for everybody, but it certainly will be for a quarterback. And the Jets have Alan Lazard here, and they've got Garrett Wilson there, and they've got Breece Hall here. They've got Mason Taylor from LSU. It's a draft choice, a tight end with Jeremy Rucker. They got some offensive linemen over the last couple of drafts. They have hit that line hard. And now comes Aaron Glenn to bring in maybe a new way of doing things. Hey, we've all been down this road with the Jets. But at least, this one just feels different. They're going with some young guys. They drafted some young guys, and they got an old G from their 94 draft now currently as their HC. We'll see how it goes.
You have to feel better about where they are now than you did with Rodgers, right?
Well, again, with Rodgers, just to, I guess, bring it all back, Rodgers was brought in as the guy, as the adult in the room, that was required for a bunch of young kids that started playing better faster than they expected because they had just been drafted that year or the year before.
Right.
And Zach Wilson, who was drafted along with them, hadn't developed as well and as fast as everyone else around him. So they needed to bring in a GOAT to not only play this most important position, neck up, neck down, to bring them to where everyone else had suddenly gelled so fast, to take everyone to where it could possibly go, like the Super Bowl, with a defense that was ready to roll too. And he pops his Achilles 4 games in. But they brought him, they brought him in to change the culture. They brought him in to teach everyone how it's done. Right? And he was never healthy. Couldn't play more than just 4 snaps in year one. Year two, he's a 40-year-old coming back from that injury. Now they've got another Aaron. The HC is the one who's going to tell everyone how it's done. It's his program. Not like Robert Saleh couldn't or didn't. But this is the hire of Woody Johnson. He's hired this Aaron saying, you run the program and get these young kids up to speed and maybe all win together as an age group. So that's why you got to feel better because eggs aren't all in one basket. Everybody's
right.
Eggs are in the quarterback basket in the NFL. That said, all the eggs are kind of spread out. And now the receiver's eggs are made of gold. Platinum.
Yeah.
Adamantium. What do you want to keep?
Vibranium.
Okay. Vibranium.
Vibranium.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jets win total 5.5.
I mean, listen. I'm not doing the win-loss game right now. We'll figure it out.
I'm just throwing out there.
We both got to get on that, by the
way. I know that. I don't.
One of us has done it.
Yeah,
for the first time.
I understand that, but one of us might also be calling one of their games this year too.
I get it.
We'll just give you another team.
I don't know if
team.
I'm gonna. No. But anybody knows when I call a Jets game, I would give one piece of my anatomy, not for a Jet win, but for the game to come down to the last.
Of course.
Drive as it did last year, and Rodgers threw an interception, and the Vikings won.
You don't have to do that game.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, bottom line, sir, the current Jets have an interesting thing going for them, and it's youth, and it's exuberance, and it's freshness, newness. And we will see if the current Aaron in their midst is up to the task and has the plan and everybody's buying what he's selling because week one, the old Aaron will be in the house. What a week one game that is. Patriots, Pittsburgh and the Jets. Good Lord. All right, let's take a break. Quentin Lake of the Los Angeles Rams defense is here. Let's bring him out and let's chat with the young man. Quentin Lake is here. You're there. Craig Kilborn's making his way to the studio with Shooter McGavin. Christopher McDonald after him. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. So you know we love talking movies around here. You know we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie. Also Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes. And the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there. Back here on the Roku Sports Channel, radio audience will rejoin us in a couple minutes time. First of two times, though, that I welcome in my next guest from the Los Angeles Rams. Quentin Lake is here on the program. Hey. Good to see you, sir. How are
Thank you?
You?
Doing well.
By the way, not many guests applaud for themselves.
I had to, you know.
There is no I in Lake. It's very interesting.
Got to do it.
Good to see you, man. How are you?
Good to see you, too. I'm a big fan.
Oh, appreciate that.
A huge fan.
All right. I appreciate you saying that.
494?
In terms
or no,
of
594.
Oh,
594 is his career best.
Yes, yeah. 594 is my career best 40. 494 is what I wish I would have as an Uber rating. you know what I mean.
There is some good perks if you do have a high Uber rating.
Is that right?
Yeah, you do.
What is it? What are your perks?
You get faster cars, better drivers that actually come.
What do you mean?
If you
the
have
cars
a good,
come faster?
If you have a good Uber rating, so like imagine this, like if, for example, I think my Uber rating is 492.
Ooh,
so I get really good drivers every time I'm driving around. You know, you get drivers that are 5-star rated. Right. They have the gum in the car. Check they have the water. Now. They okay. have tissues. They have a charger on deck, all that stuff. So
if I get in a car and there's crumbs on the floor, it's my fault? It's my Uber rating or something
it might be, yeah.
I don't know what my, hold on, man. Let me.
Well, it just depends on, you know how they do it, the different tiers and stuff.
Well, I agree with that.
Right,
you know? Yeah, because you don't want to pick up someone with a 4.
You see what my.
No, yeah.
I can't believe it.
What is it?
My rating is not improved at all.
You're still 4.54?
Oh, no, I'm better than that.
Oh, what do you know?
What's that? That's what I was. I was
you must have had a moment. There must have been a moment. You must have had a bad ride one night.
When he blamed his wife.
Blamed his wife.
So.
You did.
I never did. I said it was somebody I might have been riding with.
You did that'll play do her it. Rich, that'll but she it. Didn't refute it either.
Well, she gets in, and sometimes, you know, there's cologne or whatever, she'll get in, she'll go, poof.
You know, Susie's not going to hold
on the windows. Yeah.
She's I've not going to hold
and
back,
it's on my, it's on my, it's on my account.
It's on
so
your
what
record.
Else am I going to do? For, yeah. It's 4-6-3.
Dang.
4-9-3. I'm still
there. You can't believe that. Talking Uber ratings right now with Los Angeles Rams, Quentin Lake. Yes, I have a 4-6-3, but this guy, Mike Del Tufo, tell him what you say I should do to up my Uber
rating.
I ride
up front with
he
the
rides
driver,
up front.
Just if tip. I can. That's and it. I
no,
tip
I tip.
Him.
No,
you
no,
ride
tip.
Up front? You're kind of crazy. Riding up front is like that. You don't do that.
So
you must have conversation the whole time.
No, I quit. Quentin, I bond with the driver, and they like me, yeah. And they give me.
Mike's a talk. It's interesting for a man who does audio. He's a talker. That guy over there.
Yeah,
but I mean, honestly, like, could you imagine you're driving an Uber and all of a sudden some guy from Jersey sits in the front seat and starts chatting you up?
Yeah, that would make me nervous. That's if exactly. I was a driver. I'd be like, whoa,
And he says that's why he gets 5 stars.
Are you still a 5, Mike?
No, 4-9-3.
Something happened.
4-9-3.
It was that one driver that didn't like you sitting up in the right.
But at what point do the lower? Because at least you know if you play golf, right? Your right. Your bad scores at some point get cycled off, out, yeah. Right?
Yep,
cycled at what
out.
Point do my bad? Does my whatever sucking me down?
Start a new account.
Oh,
we see yeah. that.
Create a new identity.
Yes. That's the only way.
Wow, start from scratch.
Yeah. Start over.
I hadn't even thought about that.
I don't know.
I didn't know why you. I didn't want.
We just thought of it.
I could think of a reset button.
Yeah. What do you think? You get 5 stars every time?
Of course. I'm a good guy. I don't.
Sometimes I forget.
Lot.
I think that's why my rating got bumped down.
I keep telling the drivers, hey, 5 stars. 5 stars, 5 stars.
Really?
I'll give you 5 stars.
It's like good.
Yeah, good. It's like a good. Yeah, it's like it's inside the handle. Yeah,
good.
Go, take it. Yeah. No.
I get it.
Okay. I get it. All right, let's talk about you now. Sorry.
That was fun.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So, how are things in Rams country right now?
Doing well. You know, it's always good to come back from Maui.
How was that? Maui camp, right?
Yeah, that was fantastic. We were out there for 3 days. It was a great time. Really more so a team bonding experience. That was the biggest thing for us is we were able to really see a different perspective from a player side. Like,
yes.
You know, different position groups were hanging out with each other. There was one day, it was 30 of us in the ocean boogie boarding, you know.
So
it was fun. It was fun. Went out there, you know, got to interact with the fans and the people of Maui.
Yes.
Obviously, the main thing was to show support for the people that were affected by the fires out there in Lahaina. So overall, great trip. I hope we do it again. I really do. Because it was just good from an overall business, team, staff, all that stuff. It was great.
Who were you surprised the most when he grabbed a boogie board and joined the group?
I wasn't really surprised by anybody, but there were a couple of defensive linemen that were out there. You know, moving around and doing good stuff.
How does one how does one boogie board support a defensive lineman? What's the science behind that?
The ocean is a crazy place.
Okay,
and you know sometimes those guys have more you know body fat on them, so they're buoyant. And they're able to float onto the surface. So I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, if you got a little bit more fat on your body, it's kind of easy. Okay. You know, you don't sink.
So Stafford wasn't boogie boarding?
No, he wasn't out there with us. He was probably golfing.
Okay. Yeah. Is he the best golfer on the team? I just saw Davante Adams up at the American Century Championship.
Yeah, I did see that. I would say there's actually two guys that I've heard, or three guys.
Yes.
Stafford.
Yes.
Davante.
Yes.
And Britton Covey.
Ooh.
Who we just recently got from the Eagles. They say he is really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
How has Davante Adams already fit in or brought how is it different with him around?
You know, you see all the clips all the time of him talking about he's rejuvenated, you know, he loves it here, the atmosphere is really well, but that's everything that we kind of portray within our culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you come to the Rams, you get it. You know, it's really a different feeling. It feels like a family. It really does. You know, not only do we have the ability to, you know, work hard, but it's, you know, we're able to, you know, have fun outside. And that's one of the reasons why we were able to handle our business in Maui.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Davante, it's really been to me shocking to see how quick Twitch and all that stuff is on the field. And not only that, is he's a great player on the field, but I really, you know, I'm starting to see what he's like off the field. Mm-hmm. He's funny, you know, he gets it. He's still got that young energy in him. So seeing all that stuff, and as a teammate, and seeing him as a father, I'm excited to get on the field with
That's
him.
That's cool.
Really, and really go against him in camp too.
First of all, I thought it's called Ramley. Isn't it? Is that what it is?
Ramley, Rams House. Okay. Those are the two big names.
Yeah, no, I know the answer to the questions as to whose house it is. Pretty much. But, you know, obviously he's there now, adding more of a veteran presence, mm-hmm. as if, you know, Stafford and he are going to just be on the same page in a way that, you know, clearly he and Kupp were on the same page for some time with Puka as well. Yeah. I mean, you go against this tandem in practice, best receiving tandem in the National Football League.
I think it's up there. I truly believe so, because you have two receivers that give you, you know, big differences. Puka's young. He got a lot of energy and he's strong. People don't understand. Puka, pound for pound, is probably one of the strongest receivers in the NFL. He's faster than you think. He's stronger than you think. And he has really good feet. And obviously he has really good hands. There was one catch last year when we played the Bills, and he toe tapped it on the sideline. I said that was one of the craziest catches I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Devontae, who hasn't lost a step. You know, people talk about when you get over
there,
the age.
By the way,
yeah,
exactly.
This clip right here, I said, there's no way. And he had maybe a yard of space. And I said, that might be, other than, and I know you talked about it, Garrett Wilson's catch, but that might have been catch of the year too, because of the ball positioning, how much space he had to the sideline. I mean, absolutely incredible. So, and then moving on to Devontae, you have a guy who hasn't lost a step, is super athletic. I saw how high he jumped to get a ball in practice. I said he could do a windmill dunk if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it all the time in the celebration. So these are guys that not only have perfected their craft, obviously Puka's still learning, but you know, it is a force to be reckoned with.
Quentin Lake of the Rams here on the Rich Eisen Show. We had Teron Armstead on this program a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he essentially said, I'm paraphrasing here, that he, one of the guys who helped retire him was Jared Verse.
Yeah, I get it. I would probably retire too if I went against him. I'm so serious. Oh my God, I have so many stories about him too.
Please.
He just doesn't stop talking. You, like, there's people you meet that are talkers, and you know, they talk all the time. And Verse, don't come at me. I'm gonna hype you up. But he will not, it doesn't matter what it is, he will not stop talking, and it shows on the field too. He's an incredible athlete, a guy who loves the game, and more so, you know, people talk about his power, but he is strong as an ox. He really is. And when I saw the clip, when Teron came on here and said that, I said, I get it. He's probably, there's probably a lot of other guys in the league that want to consider retirement after going against him.
Yeah, he said the hands were heavy, and the moves were quick, and you know, I did hear, and Jared, when he was here, did confirm, because I called your game against the Cardinals on NFL Network last year, the story that Sean McVay, in one of the first practices with Verse, had to go up to him and say, we do not say what's coming out of your mouth here to your teammates in places like our practices. Like, we don't do this here.
Mm-hmm.
Were you on the field when he delivered that?
I was
that
on
message?
The field, and he came back in the team meeting room and called him out again.
What do you mean?
So it was, he addressed him on the field, and then we come back. We obviously, we watch practice, and we get an understanding of kind of the do's and don'ts of practice, how to be a professional. And he mentioned what happened on the field with Jared again, Coach McVay did, and he said, you know, I get where you're coming from in the sense that you want to have the tenacity, you want to have that fire, but at the same time, you have to realize that these are guys that are on our team. You know, these are guys that you might think like it's a battle, it's ones versus ones, but at the same time, you know, we're all trying to get better at the same time. You don't need to downplay a guy. You don't need to be demeaning. So, and he talked about it too. That was his welcome to the NFL moment, but you know, I love it, especially when he does it. When I saw when he did it in games against other people, there was we had a mic'd up when he went against the Vikings. It was nonstop. I was there. I was like, and I was the green dot. I was like, man, I can't even get the call out because he won't stop talking. But it's going to be even worse now. You have the success that you did, and people say, you know, can you walk the walk? You know, he's talking in his play matchup. There's no, like, he's talking and he doesn't do it on field. Everything he says, whether it's good, vulgar, anything he says, he backs it up. He backs it up.
Was there one particular player on the other team where you couldn't believe he was talking smack to and you're like, damn, anything like that last year?
I mean, it doesn't matter. He'll walk by somebody, you know, he'll walk by a kicker. He'll walk by a punter. He'll walk by O-lineman, D-lineman. It doesn't matter. Anybody that crosses his field of view, he's talking. I think the biggest thing is he loves talking to offensive linemen because it's a mind game. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, it really is, though. You know, in the NFL, it's a mind game. So with each and every time, like, I walk past him, he's always talking to an offensive lineman.
Carnell Lake's son, Quentin Lake, is here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what's your first football memory?
In the NFL?
No, just in, because, again, your dad was playing in the league. Your first football memory.
You know what? And I'll actually talk about something. And this was when I really understood why my dad didn't want to coach me. This is the thing I remember, since we talked a little bit about my dad. Mm-hmm. I was having a tough game in Pop Warner. And I was needing some critique, some advice. And the game was over. I walked over to the fence. I walked over to my dad. And he was giving me advice. I was kind of, in my mind, I was like, why don't you coach me? You know, why don't you come out here and be one of the coaches for my Pop Warner team? You know, you have the tools. You played in the league for 13 years. You know, mm-hmm. you have all the resources. And in that moment, I didn't understand why until I got to baseball. And in baseball, there was a lot of daddy ball, which I didn't like. That's one of the reasons why I quit baseball. And in that moment, I understood I would never want to be put in a position or put on a hierarchy because of who my dad was. So in that moment, I really realized, and I'm grateful to this day that, you know, he wasn't coaching me as like a, hey, I'm the head coach, or I'm doing daddy ball, because it kind of allowed me to form my own path. And that's a great picture right there. You know, swag's a little bit different back in the 80s and the 90s,
right?
But I'm very grateful for that, because, you know, now that I realize it, it kind of allowed me to form my own path, find my own love for the game, but also realize that, you know, I can be who I want to while still having this amazing figure in my life.
Yeah, Rod Woodson, who I work with for so many years, always spoke glowingly of your father and being a teammate. And, you know, and Rod is an OG, you know. So let's talk about you. What are your goals?
My goals for this year?
In general. I know that's a big macro
it's a great question, but I'll answer it in the most simple way. I think at the end of the day, the biggest thing I want to do this year and the biggest thing I want to be as a man is be reliable. You know, and reliability spreads throughout so many things. You know, reliability is, you know, it's receiving respect. It's being accountable. It's being in the right place at the right time. And really for my teammates, for my family, for, you know, people such as yourself, is, you know, I want to be somebody that when they look at me and when they say my name, they say, man, Quentin Lake is reliable.
Yeah. So just in general, that's it. Reliable is the word that you want to be.
I want to be known as a reliable person.
Can you win the Super Bowl this year?
For sure. 100%. No doubt about it. You look at our team from top to bottom. You look at what we did last year when nobody thought we were going to get to that point. And really nobody thought we were going to put up a test against the, you know, Super Bowl winners. Mm-hmm. We stay healthy. We do what we need to do. You know, we'll be right in the mix.
Did you think at some point Donald was going to walk through the door at some point last year? Did that ever?
Aaron Donald?
Yes, sir. That one. That guy.
No.
That never crossed your mind?
Because I thought.
I was thinking that.
So his retirement was. No.
Right. He was
When he said he was done, he was done. And then you see him, you know, living the life outside of football.
Okay.
He's good.
Have you worked out with him?
Never. Probably won't ever. I don't want that.
You don't.
You know, this is the thing. I'll never back down from a challenge.
Okay.
But, you know, we talked about Jared. He did it, and, you know, shout out to him for getting through him. But, you know, we're a little like, I would hope if we did do a workout, and Aaron, if you want to do a workout, I'll be more than glad to do it, but our weight has to kind of, you know, equal out, you know.
It's like a golf handicap?
Yeah, like a golf handicap. You said on an interview you lifted 500 pounds, right? I have never squatted or benched 500 pounds, you know? So, you know, if the weight kind of equals out, I'll be more than glad. Invite me over. I'll get through that workout.
Oh, my gosh.
No problem.
TJ, what did you say back in the day in Pittsburgh? What were you saying?
Yeah, so in the mid-90s, Rod Woodson in Pittsburgh at Station Square, he had his own sports bar. Woodson's was, it was it. It was the spot. And one day I was there. I went there a lot, and they had a few arcade games, and I actually ended up playing NBA Jam against your dad.
Wow.
Is that right? That's versus Carnell Lake and Woodson's place.
Woodson's, I think.
And that
Woodson's
was Rod Woodson's bar?
Yeah, he had a bar, like I said, right down the Station Square. You know the incline in Pittsburgh that you always see? Any Pittsburgh shot, you'll see an incline coming down. It was at the bottom of the incline.
Okay.
Is where then it turned into a Hooters. Or it was at Hooters before, one or the other. I can't remember. But and now it's gone.
By the way, first time that Rod Woodson and the word Hooters has ever been in the same sentence. So who won?
I mean, I won. You
have a one up on him.
I do.
You do. Yeah. I couldn't even imagine owning a bar out here in LA as a football player.
Oh my gosh! Right. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's back in the day when people used to have restaurants and bars when they used to play. This has been a pleasure to chat with you.
Yes.
Anytime you want to come on, I mean, I'm happy to have you.
That'd be great.
For sure, you know, because...
I'll get my Uber rating up coming over here.
Yes! please do that and tell the driver, you know, I might be calling for him and to pop my rating a little bit here.
Awesome.
Come on, let's help each other out. I mean, let's see, we'll play zone, you know?
No, man?
No, cover two. You're going to cover me. You know, or cover 463. Yeah. Damn it. What the hell's going on here? I'm going to have to start from scratch.
Account.
Okay,
very good.
I shouldn't say that publicly. Sure.
Yeah, it's
Quentin Lake, what a pleasure to meet you. Please consider this your home whenever you want to come here. Awesome. I'd love to have you.
Thank you so much.
You got a Quentin Lake, everybody. Are you on Instagram or something like that? Or
yeah, Instagram, Twitter.
What is it?
Instagram, Q Lake with two E's.
Okay. Yeah. Q
Lake
with two E's.
With two E's at the end.
Why is it two E's?
Couldn't get just Q Lake. I wanted Q, but somebody took that, and then I wanted GQ.
Oh,
because I was thinking about starting my modeling career, but you know,
I imagine at GQ is taken by the actual.
Yeah, I should DM him and say, hey, can I get this?
Yeah,
and, you know, maybe
you should hit up the Q Lake guy and see if you can get that.
Yeah,
one.
I know. I actually like it. You know, it gives it a little bit of a twist, just having two E's at the end.
Q Lakey.
Q Lakey.
Okay. Okay, Q Lakey. Thank you for being on this program. We'll take a break. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You came to me, and I'll tell the story again, but I told Greeley, you're like, hey, let's go grab something to eat.
Spark.
You might have called me that then.
You said it the other day. I liked hearing that. It made me laugh.
Spark, you know, and and come on, let's go get it. And you drove. And I thought to myself, where are we going? I mean, I'm going to dinner with Craig Kilborn, who obviously I'd watched you and totally loved everything that you were doing. And I'm like, this is the Sports Center experience. It's amazing. And then we pull up to the Kenny Rogers Rollin' Roaster drive-thru. And you're in the driver's seat, and you proceed to say that your contract's up. And tell me about the job that you have on the table. And you describe the Daily Show to me.
Yeah.
And you ask me, what do you think I should do? And I
can remember, and of course I bought you dinner because one of my favorite things to do is to buy the young people, young broadcasters dinner. I occasionally don't buy dinner. That's when I charge an appearance fee when I'm at a place. but I did buy you dinner. But I like to ask, I think I asked because you're a broadcaster, and I said, I wanted someone to say, I never knew if someone was like, oh my God, yeah, get the hell out of here. That sounds so cool. Or I don't know. I didn't know what you'd say. I just wanted to hear, you know.
I had no idea what the hell to say.
Well, the only reason I did is because of what you told me. The only reason I left is because Rich Eisen said, go, man, go. That's it.
Yeah, I did. I actually said, follow, you know, what your gut or follow your dream or something like that.
Thank you.
Plus, I knew, you know, the rumor was that you just wanted out anyway.
I had done my job.
Why but
I was grateful. I was grateful for it, by the way. Every job I had, I was grateful for. I just wanted to do a network late night show. That's what I wanted to do.
And then you got it.
Yeah.
Why did you leave it? I've always wanted to ask you that question.
I'm going to give you an exclusive.
Okay.
I'm glad. It was an easy decision to leave. The CBS show was easily my favorite show. Wasn't even close. The Daily Show was important because there was no way I was going from ESPN to CBS late night.
Right.
And back in the 90s, people forget this, there was a big difference between cable and network. In fact, the Daily Show, they developed it because Politically Incorrect was leaving to go to ABC.
Correct.
So Daily Show was a blast. I was living in New York, but I didn't like the format was a news parody, 4-minute interviews. Mm-hmm. Half hour show. I wanted to, my hero was Johnny Carson. I wanted to late night show. So I do the CBS show, 5-year deal, and I lost interest. Here it is. I'm going to spell it out because people don't understand it. Some people do get it. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I don't expect anyone to understand it, but that's fine. But some people do. Mm-hmm. I'll use the word bored here. I say I lost interest in the comedy of late night. Mm-hmm. I got bored of the comedy of late night, and I have this weird, irreverent sense of humor, whatever it is, and I just didn't want to do it anymore. And I also don't want to do social commentary. Like the late show guys now have to do some politics and social commentary. They do a great job. Doesn't interest me. Mm-hmm. So, and it worked out perfectly because that was kind of, for me, it was an easy show to leave. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there it is.
Craig Kilborn is sitting in our green room right now. We're going to bring him out. And in hour number 2 of this program, I just said hello to him.
I'm sure he's dressed immaculately.
He's Lord Kilby. I love it. I have my paperwork. I need to get my paperwork. Yeah. I don't know if you could notice. Yeah, I have papers all over the place.
Rich.
What?
You have it organized.
I have things. I can't have everything ready.
Exactly.
I will say I did think Mike was going to miss that drop.
Good one. He had that one ready. Quentin Lake, what a delight.
That was great.
What an absolute delight.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome, love that.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, we got it. I
think he said he might get me some tickets.
For what?
To go watch football.
He wants to go watch Dallas lose to the Rams.
Well, first of all, I mean, 2 things. First of all,
hold
is
on.
That the most wasteful invitation?
You think? Let me ask you something.
First of all, the Rams don't play the Cowboys, right?
This year. You're right, because I don't like football.
Preseason.
Okay, and then number 2, you don't leave the house.
First of all, I do leave the house.
Like, which one of these games, if he offered you tickets to which one of these games would actually interest you?
You know I'm about access.
Pick
you
one.
Mean to tell me if Quentin Lake invited me to a game, I wouldn't go? Like, come on. You know I would go. I'd go to any of them.
Get out of here.
No,
which one would you go?
Whichever one he invites me to.
That's a Christopher, help me out here.
That's preposterous.
It is preposterous.
Preposterous. What's preposterous?
Your own team played in the stadium in the last couple of seasons, and you did not go.
Yeah, because I need to watch them at home away from people. I don't want to necessarily always want to be around people. But if I get invited to go somewhere, it's a different story.
You went to the Budwink, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
But that's not true. You've been to a Rams Cowboy playoff game with me.
Yeah, you invited me, and I like you.
You guys went together. That's right. Sometimes.
TJ wore the outfit. You should save the tickets. Because you wouldn't go.
Here's the deal. You know about what I allow you to know about.
Oh.
Okay, let's just be very clear about this.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what are we talking about? The mystery.
Wow.
Wrapped in an enigma.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Let everybody know my every move.
The enigma wrapped mystery this man is.
I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like
it. We might not like
it. Stay far from timid. Only make moves when your heart's in it.
Eat the hot dog. You're not going to find out what's in it.
Honestly, put the schedule up one more time. You choose the two games, and I'll text him. We just exchanged numbers. I'll say TJ wants to go to these games.
Let's do it. So,
what do you got, TJ?
Come on. Thursday night game.
Hold on, let's run through it.
Let's do it.
You want to go to the home opener against Houston?
I mean, that could be nice.
That could be nice. Would you do it?
If my man
QL... No. Hold on a second.
I got you tickets.
That's a good one, because the Cowboys will already have lost 3 days before.
Hey, listen, Rich.
I'm sorry. The Cowboys are kicking off the season. They're already playing. Is this thing on?
Let's trying to be real disrespectful with Lord Kilburn in the back. Like, he, you know what I mean?
Would you go to the home game against the Colts?
Yes.
You really would?
Because I'll have Jonathan Taylor on my fantasy team.
Oh.
Hold on, man.
Home opener is good.
Hold on a second, because I've got the schedule here.
Houston's nice.
Hold on a second. Hold on a minute. Let's figure this thing out.
You definitely want to go. Maybe week 15. That could be good too.
Because the
Cowboys are home against the Packers that night on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
You don't have to worry about missing the Cowboys games. Yeah. Boom, done.
1-15. Lock it in.
Those are two. You're gonna go to the first two games.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Why are you saying this like it's a bad thing?
Because you're never going to do it.
Rich, do you know where I was this weekend? You don't know because I didn't tell you. Yeah. I went to Dallas that no one knew about to go watch wrestling. So what would make you think I wouldn't drive 16 minutes from the crib to SoFi if I got a free ticket?
Because you haven't done it before.
I ain't never got a ticket from a Rams player either. You jabronis. What's wrong with you
We've
guys?
We've been called jabronis.
I was about to call you Jagoffs. By
the
Pittsburgh
come
out, but I, you know.
They do play the Jaguars.
Hey.
Man. Craig Kilborn coming up.
Man, to quote O'Shea, man, hostile work environment.
Yeah, I know.
Your resources work on this.
Yeah, but the Rams are at, the Rams and Jaguars are in, the Rams and Jaguars are in London.
Oh, I'll definitely go to that.
I can get you tickets to that.
That's what I'm saying. You think I wouldn't go? I'd have to ask my boss for
a
few days off.
No, I don't think you wouldn't go, TJ. I know you wouldn't go. That's the difference.
Has Dallas played in Europe yet?
Well,
it has to, right? That's a great question.
It's not, actually.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You want to put that in the Google machine? I don't think Dallas has played internationally.
I don't think we have. We played in Mexico. Yeah, right. Because we're North America's team.
They played in London in 2014.
By the way, that's Central America. Mexico's Central America.
Oh, I thought your boy took that on my... I thought that got taken.
No, I'm not taken yet.
We're
working on it.
Tariffs and everything. Central America.
An actual answer
Gulf
to the question.
Of America. You get it right.
Actual answer to the question.
What?
Yes, 2014, the Cowboys played once in London against Jacksonville.
And who won?
Wow.
They did.
Cowboys, obviously.
31-17.
Obviously. Okay.
TJ.
Did
they beat Blake Bortles in London? Blake Bortles to London is like Jerry Lewis to Paris.
Right?
Blake Bortles is like the king of the London game. I think Trevor Lawrence is closing in on more London starts than Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles is 0-2 against the Cowboys. So
yeah, that would have been Blake Bortles that year.
Remember we had Blake Bortles on the end? Remember we did the Rich Eisen podcast from the Combine and we had Blake Bortles on?
We did.
And we were stunned at how big he was Big Ben big.
Wasn't
he, Chris? Remember that?
Big guy. Blake Bortles. Let's see.
This is the most we've talked about Blake Bortles in a long time.
Anybody, really?
That was in November.
Anyone's talked about Blake Bortles.
Did Blake Bortles play in that game? Tony Romo. Yep, Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles had a decent game. 22 for 37. Yeah. 290 yards.
Apparently, Romo threw three touchdowns.
Romo,
I saw him at the American Century Championship.
Des Bryant, huge game. Six catches, 158 yards, two touchdowns.
Woo, he's that man.
I saw Romo.
DeMarco Murray, 100 yards on the ground.
We were so good.
And then, was that the catch it year?
16?
Was it 14?
Yeah, no.
It might have been.
It might have been, actually.
Wait a minute.
No.
Dez did catch it.
I was in Santa Monica at that point.
Whatever he did, he caught it.
Oh, yeah, that was the Dez catch
that
a year.
That was 14, though.
Yeah, but 14 season, and the catch it game was in January 2015.
Wow. 15,
biggest call of coach's career, Coach Garrett's career, and incomplete.
Dean Blandino got it wrong.
Mamá, papá, mi cuerpo crece a un ritmo alarmante y la ropa que me compren ahora me quedará muy pequeña muy pronto. Pero su billetera no tiene que sufrir por la moda con los precios bajos de la vuelta a clases de Amazon. Amazon, gasta menos, sonríe más.